The hospital bed was rumpled, and she got out of it to pull the sheets smooth again. She hated rumpled sheets. They irritated her. Somehow they always came loose. She wore a hospital gown and bathrobe. There wasn't anything else to wear. Her clothes had been torn in the accident, and they'd been thrown out. Someone had gotten her a pair of socks, which helped keep her feet warm. A TV hung suspended from a metal arm across the room, and a gardening channel was playing. A woman with a bright smile was pulling plants out of little plastic pots and putting them into the ground, lovingly patting them down. It was soothing. "How are you today?" A nurse came into the room holding a clipboard.
"I'm fine," she replied. "How are you?"
The nurse didn't answer that, but she did hold out a little plastic cup of pudding with a spoon. "I brought you something," the nurse said. "I thought you could use a treat." She smiled and accepted the gift, then sat on the edge of the bed, peeling back the cover and taking a bite. It was tapioca. She liked this flavor. She also liked this nurse. She was always kind and tended to bring little treats for her when she checked in to see how she was doing. Once she brought some magazines, and another time she brought her a donut. Sometimes she'd sit and chat with her about whatever was on TV or about some of the crazy styles in the magazines. It felt good to laugh. "Do you know what year it is?" the nurse asked.
"No."
She licked the spoon clean, enjoying the tapioca pudding.
"Do you know who the president is?"
"Sorry."
She took another bite and looked up, waiting on the familiar list of questions. They'd done this every day for the last week. "Where do you live?" She shook her head. "What's your name?"
"Still no idea," she replied. "Trust me, I'd be very glad to have a name at this point. It's rather tiring not having one."
"If someone were to shout to get your attention, what would they say? Someone shouts, you turn, and they say,
'Hey,'"
she said with a shrug.
"I still don't remember."
The nurse jotted something down on the chart.
"Okay, here's a different one for a change. What's your favorite food?"
And for the first time that week, she had an answer. It jumped into her brain with absolute clarity. She could see it. She could almost smell it.
"Cannelloni," she replied.
The nurse blinked. "You remember that?"
"I do."
She felt a flood of relief.
"I do remember it. With the big tube noodles stuffed with this cheese and spinach and the tomato sauce on top. It's amazing. I love it."
A smile spread over the nurse's face. "My Italian grandmother made the most amazing cannelloni." The nurse started writing in the chart again, her pen moving excitedly across the page.
"What's wrong with me?" she asked. "Why can't I remember the things that matter?"
"The accident jarred your brain," the nurse said. "That's in layman's terms. And there are some bruises in there. As they heal, your memory will come back."
"Do you promise?" she asked.
"I'm not allowed to promise anything," the nurse said with an apologetic smile. "That's one of the things with working in medicine. But I can tell you that 97% of the time with cases just like yours, that is how it works."
"Those are good odds," she murmured.
"Now, I need to ask you something, and I want you to just relax and say the first thing that comes to mind," the nurse said.
"Okay."
"Is there any chance that you're Amish?"
She scraped the last of the pudding cup and licked off the spoon.
"Why?"
she asked.
"Because there is an Amish man out there who saw your picture at the police station, and he claims to be your father." Her heart hammered hard in her throat, and the little plastic container slipped from her fingers and bounced across the linoleum floor.
"What did he say my name was?"
"Lavina Yoder." The nurse looked at her hopefully. "Does any of that feel familiar?"